The Irish Racing Podcast with Andy Holding. Listen to the podcast at williamhill.com/podcasts. Or subscribe via iTunes by searching William Hill Podcasts in the music store.
Hello and welcome along to William Hill's Irish Racing Preview. We've got the usual busy Sunday over in Ireland. We have meetings at Tramore over the jumps and on the all-weather poly track at Dundalk. My name is Mark Walton, and joining me on the line once again is Irish racing expert Andy Holding. How are you, Andy?
Good morning, Mark. How are you?
I'm all right, mate. How are you?
Yeah, big day for me today. Yeah, very big day, yeah. Got a date with Beyonce tonight, don't forget.
Oh, yes, I forgot about that.
Yeah, she was putting it off, but she couldn't resist in the end.
Yeah.
She's even had her hair cut for me as well, which I said, look, you know, I'm not so keen on a long hair look. Do you mind, you know, going a bit of a crop look? And so it's got to be promising if she's gone to that trouble to that. You always know if girls are interested if they're, you know, making efforts such as that.
Yeah. I heard that she was getting her hair cut so she could have it short and then put the glasses on and people won't recognise her, so you could have a bit of time together between yourselves without the press all over you.
Precisely, yeah. It's going to be difficult, there's a lot of people around, but I'll have a few quiet places on Western Park.
I'm sure you do. Right,
there's a nice big maze there actually. Yeah.
Well, there you go. If you're looking for Beyonce this evening, she'll be in the maze apparently, but that's not why we're here, Andy. We're going to talk about the Irish racing today. We're going to focus on the card at Tramore, the full card there, because it will fit nicely into William Hill Radio this afternoon. And we're also going to do Andy's best bets at his beloved Dundalk. You love Dundalk, don't you?
I do love Dundalk, yeah, even more than Beyonce.
Right, if you could take Beyonce to Dundalk, you'd be a happy man, wouldn't you?
Yeah, they might get a few more on the guys.
Right, anyway, let's look at this racing. Starting at Tramore then, it's going to be yielding ground for this jumps card. And the first race is the 220. It's a maiden hurdle over 2 miles. And Bridge Quarter Girl heads the betting this morning at 7-4. Templeton is 5-2. Empresario is 9-2. It's 15-2 for IC Gold. 14-1 or bigger prices the rest. Probably only a few with real chances in this, Andy.
It seems to be, Mark, yeah. And the fact that Templeton, a long-standing maiden, is vying for favouritism or very close to favourite here. It tells you how weak this 2 mile maiden hurdle actually is, and there's only really three that you can offer up any positivity to. Bridgewater Girl would of course be one of them, thereby presenting, trained by one of the men at the moment over in Ireland, of course, John Keeley, fresh after the success of Carlingford Lock, of course, in the Galway Plate. And hopefully this mare should be good enough to get off the mark here today. She certainly ran up to a good standard of form last time out down in Cork when she was run up to a horse called Pepper Pot, who'd been knocking at the door from the Magnus Mullins stable for quite a while. And, you know, she chased that individual all the way through the latter stages of that race. Danes as well, obviously Templeton's got to be one of them to a degree, but to be fair, you know, he's had lots of chances. And I'm not really bonkers on those hawk wings when they go over hurdles anyway. So the main danger could actually come from Dennis Hogan's Empresario, who showed a decent level of form of late on the flat, ran third last time at Galway behind Maughan Day Money. It was a race that Chevelle Rouge was fourth in, so, you know, that horse has gone on to win subsequently next time out at Sligo. So it wasn't a bad effort by this 4-year-old by Hurricane Run. Hurdling debut today, but Dennis is really good with his hurdlers in recent years, of course. And if he can, you know, jump these brush hurdles okay, then he's got to be a danger. But I'll stick with Bridgewater Girl. She's got the form in the book and hopefully can be good enough in what looks a fairly mundane opener.
OK, on to the second race then at Tramore. It's at 250, and this is another maiden hurdle over 2 miles. This time the betting is headed by Prince Chaparral, who won on the flat here on Thursday on yielding ground, so the ground shouldn't be an issue. And he's been fairly useful over hurdles in the past, hasn't he? So is Prince Chaparral the one to beat?
Oh, definitely, yeah. I do like that the horses at these festivals that turn up either a day after or, in this case, a couple of days after. And it was a couple of days after a win as well, and a good one at that. Nice ride by Shane Gray from a stable that does really well here. Pat Flynn's horses always have to be considered here. And we've certainly got to have a large look at this Prince Chaparral today. And to get off the mark over hurdles at the 11th attempt, he's certainly shown a decent level of standard over hurdles thus far. I mean, that run last time out at Thurles doesn't look too bad on the form, does it? You know, you look at the likes of Peak Sue, who is a winner of a Grade 2 hurdle. Then you've got Giant's Quest, who has won several decent hurdles throughout the summer period. Of course, won on the flat the other day at Leopardstown. So he was up against it, to be fair. He's in quite deep, as they say. And the fact that he's shown his well-being with a good gutsy win here the other day over a couple of in-form horses, that Bob Skier went into the race really strongly fancied. He was back in second. And the way he stayed on up the hill, he certainly looks up for it, as it were. And, you know, this is a weirdly contested affair. I don't think there's much in this race that's going to cause him too much trouble. He's around about 11-4, 3-1 this morning. And I think that looks one of the best bets on the card. So hopefully it's 11 times lucky for Prince Chaparral.
OK, we're into Handicap Company for the 3.20. This is a handicap hurdle over 2 miles. And Darren John and Invincible Don are the 7-2 joint favourites at the time of recording this. Money Spider has attracted a little bit of money as well, 9-2 into 4-1. It's 5-1 for the folks' choice, and then 9-1 are bigger prices the rest. Who would you like for the 3.20, Andy?
Well, several informed runners, most notably Invincible Don, who would probably want the ground a little bit quicker than what he's going to encounter today. So even though he does come off the back of a win over a subsequent winner in the shape of Hurricane Jojo, I'll probably pass him over. Darren John would be another one for which the ground is an issue. He handles soft ground no problem, or cuts in the ground, but he's definitely better on good. And Shark Hamden finally got the monkey off his back. I think he had about 16-17 seconds in about his last 20 or 30 runners. Desperate and lucky, but of course basically won here last night for him, so the Shark can have a bit more of a spring in his step with his runners here today. But I quite like the chances here of course specialist Days Ahead. Now, I napped a horse of you indoors the other day on the Friday night at Dusty Trail. And it was largely due to the fact that Ewan Dawes' horses always seem to run really well at Tramore, on the flat and over hurdles. And it's very much the case with Days Ahead. He seems to save his best form for Tramore. So you can almost ignore what he's done previously before he comes here to this venue. It's a very unique course, downhill, down the back, very sharp into the home turn, and then uphill for the last two furlongs. Only certain horses show good form here. And he's got some really good credentials as Days Ahead. Over fences and over hurdles. He also ran quite well on the flat here the other night behind Prince Chaparral, so he's had a bit of a sighter. So I reckon he's primed to run a big race here Days Ahead. He's usually a strong traveller, and with the blinkers on and with his love affair for this track, I think 9-1 for Days Ahead. Looks a fair each-way bet here in a wide-open contest.
OK. The fourth race at Tramore is the 3.50, and this is a maiden hurdle over 2 miles and five furlongs. And the betting this morning is headed by Romeo Is Bleeding, who would be entitled to get involved here after a couple of decent efforts, including over this course and distance on his penultimate start. Who'd you like for this one? It's quite open, isn't it?
Well, I'll probably go with Michael Winters, who's charged here. Of course, Mickey's had a fantastic run of things of late. Miss United was a very famous winner for him, of course, the Galway hurdle several weeks ago. And his stable star, Rebel Fitz, is also doing him proud. So Kildon, I think, is the one to be with here, particularly at the price, 6-1 each way. I think it's hard to see Kildon not running his race here. But they booked Jane Mangan as well for this amateur riders race. So definitely signalled their intent, this set of connections. I mean, he's got some good place form down the way. You know, second behind Highway Hunter, four starts back, second to Co-Star as well. That was also at Sligo. And a good run last time out behind the runaway winner, Tales of Milan, from the Desi Hughes stable down in Limerick. He handles a variety of ground. He's a little bit one-paced to a degree, but to be fair, quite a few of these are as well, so it's not as if he's in exalted company. The danger might actually stem from the top one here, notwithstanding the favourite Romeo's Bleeding's got a chance. But quite like Vindani, I just think he's been... He hasn't quite been allowed to show what he can do yet. I think he's better than what he's already displayed. The ground was against him at Galway, and then they ran him. They got him too far back at Ballin Road the other night in a very hot race. It was won by Foot Soldier. But that was a decent heat because there were several in-form runners in that race, the likes of Darren, Hurricane Ridge, Hurricane Jojo, etc. And this is a lot weaker, so I think Vendani's up in trip in an easier race. I think he could be quite troublesome. But I'll stick with Kildon each way. 6-1, I think he's going to give us a good run.
Okay, the 4.25 is next up then. This is a handicap hurdle over 2 miles and five furlongs. A significant non-runner in the shape of Key Account. That leaves Jack the Hat, the 4-1 favourite this morning. Who do you like for the 4.25, Andy?
Well, Jack the Hat, he's a winner recently, so that's got to be a positive, and a good run last time out behind the non-runner, Key Account, so he hasn't got that opponent to worry about tonight. That was, of course, in a very fast time down in Wexford. So he sets the standard, definitely, Jack the Hat. He's a 4-1 chance this morning. That will definitely appeal to quite a few. But one I quite like here at a price, again, I've had a little bit of a bit of devilment attached to me here, a bit of imagination thrown into my selection. That's Chibona Bula. Again, another horse has got zero to recommend it on its last two or three starts. You must think I've gone off my rocker, but you will notice that this horse has shipped up here three times, and twice he's won. And he's also come here off the back of terrible runs here in the past. So it's obviously the vagaries and the uniqueness of this track which spark Ewan Dool's charge into light. And, of course, he comes from a stable who's already had success here at this meeting. So I'm prepared to withstand or not really take into account Chibona Bula's last two or three starts. I'm hoping that the touch paper is lit again when he comes back here at Tremore, and he can make hay at a big price. I think he's around about 12-14-1 this morning, and I think he's that kind of horse that, back to the same venue, will be underestimated, overlooked by many, and perhaps we could take advantage of that and get a nice juicy price about Chibona Bula.
Okay, we're over the fences for the first time at 4.55. This one is a handicap chase over 2 miles. 10 of them in the lineup, and the betting this morning is headed by Edmundo. Clara Native is 4-1. Like the Dar is 5s. It's 13-2 for Glen Star and 7-1 or bigger prices the rest. Talk us through your thoughts in the penultimate race, Andy.
Yeah, I quite like Glen Star here. I take very much on board that he is dropping back in trip. Arguably he's better at 2.5 miles, as he proved last time out with a Herculean effort in what was a very good race down in Kilbeg, and that basically had all the best 2.5-stroke, 3-mile handicap chasers that run around Kilbeg and all opposing in that 11-runner handicap. Double 7-1, of course, he's a 3-times course winner now, but that race was chock full with really decent in-form animals, the likes of Playtime, Ben, Northern Bay, Fire, the Fisher Bridge, etc. You name it, they were all there. And this horse in the first time blinkers, I thought, ran a really good race. He got beat 15-odd lengths, but you know, he had some good horses in behind him. This is a lot easier, and he's dropping back in trip, but I don't think that's going to be too much problem, because he has got quite a bit of natural speed, this horse. And with those visors on or blinkers on, I think that'll definitely help him as well with the pace. Clara Native doesn't win very often. He's a difficult horse nowadays. Edmundo, I'd certainly respect him. He can make a case out for like the Dar as well, and he likes to usually come off the pace. But I do like Glen Star each way. 13-2 Willingham this morning. Hopefully that run last time out will put him spot on. Back to Tremor as well, a venue that he's won before.
OK, and we finish the card at Tremor in the 5.25. This is a mare's beginner's chase over 2 miles and 6 furlongs, or 2 miles and 3/4. LeBlon heads the betting this morning at even money. Was a beaten favourite last time, odds-on favourite as well, but is a triple winner over hurdles. Struggled since moving to Henry de Bromhead, but they've put the cheek pieces back on this time, Andy. Do you think she's going to get ahead in front of here, or is she too many risks attached at the moment?
I think that's a fair share. I think there are risks attached at a short price here. I think she's quite a poor favourite, or certainly one that I wouldn't want to be taking even money back myself, personally. And I think she's up against one or two tidy-looking mares, in particular, Little King Robin. Now, I'm going to make this horse my nap of the day at Tremor. Certainly not my nap of the day overall in Ireland. I've got one at Dundalk for you. But I do like this mare. She's in really good nick. She was a good second behind New River, who absolutely flew around Kilbeg in 2 starts ago, but she chased him home really nicely. Then went down to Downpatrick the other day, upped in trip. She absolutely bolted up. Now, she did a really quick circuit time on that occasion. I clocked her running faster than a horse of Willie Mullins's called Umbo Roman, who was a very quick horse. Now, she went 1.5 seconds faster than that on the last circuit, so she's got plenty of speed at the back of her races. She clearly stays well, and she's a former point-to-point winner as well, so she's obviously had plenty of experience of jumping these larger obstacles, so that doesn't bother me at all. With a clear round here, I think Little King Robin's got to go well. I think she's got a lot of class. She's on the improve, and there's one or two kind of like convictions about one or two of these others in the race, the likes of the favourite, if you like, and Rosser Parks and Calico Kim, who don't win very often. So I think this is set up for Little King Robin. 9-2, 4-1 this morning each way. I think you can fill your boots with Little King Robin here in the final race.
Okay, and we won't make you wait anymore, Andy. We'll go to Dundalk now, and the first race there is the 2.10. This is a rare race over 5 furlongs. There's been a bit of money for My Good Brother this morning, 3-1 into 9-4. Tylery Wonder is another that's attracted support, 4s into 7-2. And at bigger prices, Speed Dream is 8-1 into 7-1. I understand that your nap of the day goes here, Andy.
Yeah, it does, yes. I urge podcasters to have a good bet on My Good Brother. Horse is in fantastic form. Loves it here at Dundalk. And I'm sure he'll get his head in front on the turf sooner rather than later. And he nearly did it last time out at Tipperary. It was a good effort. He probably should have won that day as well. I tipped him that night down in Tipperary. And he just got left behind as the other two got first running him, Unside You and Judy's Child, a couple of really decent animals. But it was a good effort by Tom McCourt's inmate. He goes back to Dundalk. He's actually drawn in the same box we saw in Victoria's in a similar race to this two starts ago, when he absolutely smashed the ball out of the park on the numbers. Won by 5.5 lengths. You don't get many handicappers anywhere that win by 5.5 lengths. So even a rise in the weights, I don't think, is good enough to stop him here. And my good brother, the all-weather specialist over 5 furlongs at Dundalk, should hopefully land the nap in the first.
OK, the big race at Dundalk this afternoon is the 3:10. This is the Morn Handicap. It's a premier handicap over 6 furlongs. And the betting for that this morning is headed by Anne Sagadeur, who's 5-1 and being supported from sixes, but wide open, as you can tell by the betting there, Andy. What are your thoughts in the 3:10?
Yeah, I'll just give you a quick brief summary. I haven't got an overly strong view. I certainly think you've got to give Arne Sager a chance, as you mentioned, winner last time out, beating my good brother in the first. Hopefully he'll endorse the form with a good run in that opener. He comes in good nick, and he's a multiple winner here at this track. Not a particularly lucky in the draw, Arne Sager, being in draw store 9, but he has got a little bit of early pace to perhaps overcome that. Lake District, he's an improver. He won in a quick time down in Cork last time out, but he's drawn stall 11, so he's going to have problems from that outside berth. Almeida, well, he's been knocking at the door in these kind of races. I'm sure he'll give you a good run for your money. As will Rummaging. If you had to give me a bet in this race, I'd probably go for Mickey Halford's Charge. He maybe is better over 7 furlongs, but there's bound to be lots of pace on here. He does come strongly off of a strong gallop. And going back to Dundalk with a decent draw, Rummaging wouldn't be my choice in the 3:10.
OK, and the 5:45 is the last race at Dundalk. This is the Irish Stallion Farms European Breeders' Fund Red God Handicap. It's a premium handicap over a mile and a quarter, and the winner will receive €30,000 here. A big finale to the card, and the In Steps to Freedom is the 5-1 favourite at the moment. But 5-1 the field, another wide-open contest at Dundalk.
Yeah, I'd probably have to have two against the field here, Mark, to be honest. Magenta would be one of them. I think she's a really improving mare, or filly. She was a good third in a listed race down in Roscommon last time out. That actually saw Miss United finish down the field. Of course, that horse boosted the form with a win in the Galway Hurdle. Those two horses that finished in front of her are quite useful, Ben Aragon and El Salvador. So 3-year-olds against the older horses, decent effort. She was also 6 behind Mealist of a Milo, one of the bounced improved horses in Ireland the time before. A winner at the Curra and also a winner here at Dundalk early on in the season when she lowered the colours of Orator. She stays really well. She's got a good draw, and I think she's going to go well here. Magenta, and the other one I'd be quite keen on here is Stronger Than Me, course winner, yards in great form, the Farrell team are in excellent nick, and this horse has been a bit unlucky not to add to those 3 career wins, particularly last time at the Curra when he got in a bit of a tangle in midfield in the hands of Johnny Murta, finished off very strongly. I think a mile and a quarter is definitely his trip nowadays, and he's the kind of horse actually I think could run well in one of those big Cambridgeshire races towards the end of the season, maybe the Irish Cambridgeshire or maybe even the English Cambridgeshire if Will Farrow brought him over, because I do think he wants a little bit of juice in the ground. So Stronger Than Me and Magenta are my two choices in the final race.
OK, good stuff, Andy. We've been through plenty of races there, so I won't get you to go through all your selections again, but if you just want to highlight your best bets today for us.
Yeah, that horse in the last race, the Colin Bow mare, I think she'll run really well. Little King Robin, she'll be my best choice at Tramore. And without hesitation, my best bet of the day, he's my good brother in the first at Dundalk.
Good stuff. Thank you very much, Andy. Plenty of racing to look forward to. Enjoy it this afternoon and enjoy your date with Beyonce this
evening. Thanks, mate. I'll let you know how it goes.
Cheers, mate.
William Hill is committed to responsible gambling. Visit gambleaware.co.uk for more information.